The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. The center can be reached for halachic services, consultations, and shilas at 888-485-VAAD or at thehalachacenter.org.
Soita Dafim Ches, last two Dafim in Mesechus Soita, not from the most cheerful letter in Shas. We're discussing over here in the Mishnayis the concept of Mishabotla Botl, that when something that represented some darga of greatness, of Kedusha, of Tahara, of Kivas Elikim, became bottled, then something in the world that we inhabit becomes bottled. And the Mishnah goes through different Madregas. In the second Mishnah, the Tanoim that were Nifter, when they were Meis, it was bottled. Madregas that are Shach, the Klal Yisrael. Madregas Ruchnias don't exist in a vacuum. They exist, the Tzinor that brings those Madregas into the world are Gedali Yisrael. And when those Gedali Yisrael don't exist anymore, then the Madregas that they represent no longer have a place, no longer have a welcome abode in this world. The first mission, the mission of Mesem and Aleph, talks about things that sound, the first few things in Mishnah sound like Dvarim Ruchniyim. Mishabotel Sanhedrin Botel Ashir Mi Beis HaMishtois, which is interesting, sounds like they got rid of Negina Orchestra in by the Chasnas. Shenema b'shila yishtu yayin. Silachar doesn't mean that it was bottled something spiritual. It means that that's when they were mevatel the shleimus. But the shleimus of singing, what it could mean is that it was nizbatel inyan. The Goyin says in Shir Shirim that the idea of shiro is a place of harmony. Shiro always represents a song with harmony. A place of harmony in all the madregas that this world could have. Mishabotel Sanhedrin. Sanhedrin was a microcosm of the world itself. If you want to put it into context, we know that there are ayin umas ha'olam. It's clear in the Svarim that the ayin members of the Sanhedrin are keneged the ayin umas ha'olam. What that means on a more profound level is that the same way the world is a world. So Tutzach Havelt, there's a world out there with 7 billion people. The real world is Klal Yisrael. The real Olam HaSholem is Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was represented microcosm, the same way we bring 70 Karbonas on Sukkot, connected to Umas Olam. The 70 members of the Sanhedrin were a microcosm of all that this world has in a Shlemus, as Dvarim Ruchniyim. When they became Botel, the world is a place of harmony, a place of song, a place of inspiration ceased to exist. Mishemesu, the next din of the Mishnah. Mishemesu, Nevi'im, Rishonim, Botel, Urim, Vitumim. Mishachor, Beis, Amigdash, Botel, Hashomir. So the first thing, Botel, Urim, Vitumim, is Madregah and Kedusha, where Klal Yisrael lost the ability to ask their questions, to ask questions on a day-to-day basis with from the Urim, Vitumim, from the Shekhinah, from Ruach HaKodesh. Mishachor, Beis, Amigdash, here it sounds like more Dovah Gashmi. But la shomir, the shomir the Gemara says is the worm that would cut through rock to on the rocks of the choshen, the rocks in the Beis Hamikdash, the neifes tzufim, the sweetness upaschu an sheyamuna. This sounds again like a davar ruchni, and then the Gemara goes back. These sound also like gashmistic things. So how do we understand the underlying idea over here? Is it Dover Ruchni? Is it Dover Gashmi? Teretz is, of course, that the two go together. Harmony in this world comes from a perfect blend of Ruchnis and Gashmis. If we ask ourselves, what is man supposed to be? We understand there's Malachim, Srofim, Ifanim, Chayas HaKodesh that exist in the world above. We also understand this world of slugs, of worms, of butterflies, rhinoceroses, hippos, horses. Is it Ruchni or Gashmi? The bridge between the two is the world that we inhabit, the world of man. This is what we discussed in the previous shiur. The chibur, this is what this Mishnah has to do as a connection to the dinim of Egla Rufa. It's very apropos to Perek Egla Rufa, because Perek Egla Rufa is about the severing of that connection between the Olam Elyon and the Olam HaTachton that can take place, and that takes place every time there's a Ritzicha, and that took place Madrega after Madrega, Madrega after the Chum Bais Rishon, Mises HaNeviim, Bitla Sanhedrin, Chum Bais Sheni, and so on. We'll discuss, Mr. Hashem, the next year what that has to do with Maseches Sota as a whole. But in any case, this tearing apart, this total severing, this disconnect between the Olam HaElyon and the Olam HaTachton takes away all which combines in it harmony of spiritual and physical together. The Tam HaPeres is not a Dover Gashmi. The Rebbe Shem could have made watermelons and everything else with plenty of vitamins and minerals, and even with color, didn't have to have the taste. The Svarim tell us that the taste, the same way that the Mon, when a person was able to connect to the Mon, which was a Dover Ruchni and a Dover Gashmi, was food, gave a person koyach like a pie of pizza. But it was a Dover Ruchni. It was the Mon came from Shemayim. That which gave the person the connection, the ability to create from the mon what he wanted to create, was the taste of the mon. I'd like to add a point. It's clear that that which the Medrash says, that whatever tam a person would want would be in the mon, was not an idea that the Rebbeinu Shlom wanted to give Klai Yisrael the gift of every day imagining eating sushi or pizza or hot dogs or chili sandwiches, or whatever else they wanted. The idea was an exercise of spirituality. It has to be that way. The mon was all spiritual. The midbar is all spiritual. The avodah that they had from eating the mon was the avodah of perceiving in everyday physical, on the piece of bread, so to speak, perceiving that the Rebbeinu Shlom is a kol yochol. They were able to perceive that a piece of bread, a flat white piece of bread, contained in it everything, if the Rebbeinu Shlom wills it to be so, that they would be in a pie of pizza. Then it would taste like pizza. The tam was a way of giving them a sensory experience of that Dover Ruchni. It was a way of putting a thought process, a conceptual world of closeness to the Rebbeinu Shlom, of belief in the Rebbeinu Shlom, into a physical sense. That's what tam represents. In that context, we understand that tam ha-peiros in our Mishnah represents bringing into a Dover Gashmi, into apples, oranges, apricots, and pears, bringing a tam of the Olam HaElyon. Every taste represents a different experience, a different concept. That which gives taste to the peiros, the taste is not the taste that we taste. We're talking about taste of it. There was a heavenly type of taste which we can't even understand what that means. Botlo tam ha-peiros, bite into the most delicious piece of watermelon. It doesn't have tam ha-peiros. Tam ha-peiros is a Dover Ruchni, and that was taken away when the harmony, the connection between Olam HaElyon and Olam HaTachton was rendered null and void when it was ripped. The chibur between the Olam HaElyon, which that's what's represented by Churban Beis HaMikdash, then that tam ha-peiros was taken away. The shamir, if we want to say conceptually also, what was the shamir? The shamir wasn't just a functional worm that could cut through rock. The shamir represented the ability of Gashmias to present itself to Ruchnias. The reason why they needed the shamir was because the stones for the Beis HaMikdash cannot be cut by iron. Iron represents Ritzicha, Rashi tells us, and then the Parashas. Therefore, we cannot make the stones for the Mizbeach, for the Beis HaMikdash, for the Choshen, with iron. The Bimkoim, the in place of that, was the shamir. The shamir, the little lonely worm that was able to cut through rock, represented the ability to radiate, to iron through the points of Olam Hazeh with keeping that rock as a Dover Ruchni, taking a rock which is a Dover Gashmi. It's not a Tzemech, it's not a Chai, it's not a Medaber, turning that into something which is a receptacle for Kedusha. That was the role. The Shamir, that became Batl. By Churban Bayis, that became Batl. Everything that represents the Chibur between Olam HaElyon and Olam HaTachton became Batl. Shir, the Urim V'Tumim, which is the ability to get a message in those rocks, those stones that were on the Choshen, to be able to receive a message from on high, that is also the Chibur between the Olam HaElyon and the Olam HaTachton. We'll add one more point. The Gemara discusses, what does it mean, Mises HaNeviim? Mises HaNeviim could mean, the Gemara says one side that it means Mises Dovid Shmuel Ushloimei, which is the cessation of one Madrega of Nevuah, which they were closer to to the time of Matan Torah. They were closer to the Madrega of Shemayim. The later Nevi'im, that is Yeshaya, Yirmiyah, Yecheskel, that represents a Misa of Nevi'im Achroinim. And then there's the Misa, the Gemara says, the Misa of Chagai, Scharia, Malachi, Botla, Nevi'im, Botla, Ruach HaKodesh. What's interesting is, in the Brisa of Seder Olam, we're told that the year of Misa's Chagai, Scharia, Malachi, by the way, Malachi, the last Novi, Chazal identify Malachi as Ezra Sefer. Ezra Sefer was the Gadol Hador in the beginning who built the second Beis HaMikdosh, was the last Novi. He died, he passed away 40 years into the beginning of Tkufas Bayis Sheni. And that was the year of Botla Nevuah. The Seyed Brisa of Seyed Olam tells us that was the year that Alexander Mugdam, Alexander the Great, marched on Yerushalayim. What we understand that to mean is that the Bittul of Nevuah, which the Gemara tells us in Yuma, comes together with Bittul HaNevuah, comes together with Bittul of Avodah Zarah. And we understand that that means that the Yetzer of Avodah Zarah, the Gemara tells in Yuma, was destroyed by the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah. What that means is that they severed the Yetzer to connect. We don't understand what that means. By us, Yetzer Hara is Gashmias. The Doris HaKadmonim, the times of the first Beis HaMikdash, they had a Yetzer Hara to connect to the Olam HaElyon. Sounds good, right? They had a connection to the Olam HaElyon, which was not a connection with the Rabbeinu Shem through Torah. They had a need, they had a desire, a Yetzer Hara, to connect that. That was the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. We don't have that Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah, not because we're great, but because our connection with the Olam HaElyon was severed. We don't feel any Yetzer Hara to connect with the Olam HaElyon. The idea of Bittul, of Nevuah, is that severing of the Olam HaElyon from the Olam HaTachton, like we said. In that context, we understand also that it became Bottle, the Yetzer Hara of Avodah Zarah. They severed that connection. They severed the need, the intense desire for that connection. Bottle Nevuah, Bottle Avodah Zarah. That same year was the year that Alexander Mugdan, Alexander the Great, was able to march on the world to bring it under the dominion of Greek culture. Greek culture represents a glorification, bringing ruchnius, bringing glory into the Olam HaGashmi. Bringing, instead of the realm of the unknown, of the Olam HaElyon, bringing Kedusha, so to speak, bringing Kavod into the world of science, the world of art, the world of sculpture. If we want to say that, one time I heard the expression, us Yidden pay homage, we worship the beauty of holiness. And the Yevanim, the Greeks, represent paying Kavod, paying homage to the holiness of beauty. Instead of the beauty of holiness, they worship the holiness of beauty. And that Hisgabrus of Yovan, which ended up Yovan Zuchoshech of Chanukah 200 years later, the first ascendancy of that culture was the year that Batal HaNevi'im. Because the Nevi'im, when they died, they left a world which no longer had a palpable connection, a conscious connection between the world above and the world below, between the world of Shechina and the world of Olam HaTachton. The Greeks were able to then glorify Olam HaTachton. It's the same, mamish, the same thing. So this is the program, this Perek of Egla Rufa, which the Mishnah sets forth, and we have all the brises in the Gemara by us, the Yerotzayin, that we should be able to see soon a return to that state of Beis HaMikdash, Yifei Neuf Misayis Kol Aretz, where there's a chibur between the Olam HaElyon and the Olam HaTachton.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.